My concerns about our lack of clarity about the word vision when applied to the critique of our current social arrangement is part of a general concern about the lack of clear definitions among those of us who want to end power's privilege. This concern centers on that sentence we began with: power is global, class is totalitarian. And then that question, what does this tell us about an effective vision? And I began trying to answer this question on a page called Founding and Realizing, a test site not modeled on democracy, but on freedom, premised on leisure is happiness, in which I wrote a version of this. If we agree that the citizen-barbarian divide is the root of all class ideologies, then we can see that class itself provides the fundamental raison d'etre for the state, and that therefore necessarily there's built-in inequality, and if we truly want to be free, then necessarily we cannot accept subject status, barbarian status, virtual enslavement for any of us. In the Occupy postmortem, the pundit argued that vision got in the way of planning, he said, because occupiers put their vision and principles, quote unquote, before practical organizing, which is a use of vision that doesn't imply deep social critique, analysis which necessarily must precede action, but rather personal idiosyncrasy. He criticized the occupiers on a number of fronts, saying that they didn't learn the lessons of previous generations without specifying concretely what they should have done in his mind, and then concluded, outrageously from my perspective, that the encampments were breaking up due to internal conflicts even before the police dismantled them. Again, no mention of agents or disinformation or other forms of clandestine assaults on them from the state, the whole of which meant their endurance was truly heroic. He left the impression of folks squabbling, folks can't get along, you know how we are. You know? Come on. The occupiers were overcoming atomization, most likely not as a result of an analysis of power, but perhaps in a more instinctive way, as Marcuse put it. They were learning how to play the instrument of collective action, experiencing the high of communalism. And they were studying and discussing and figuring out the system they were stuck in, just like our brothers and sisters in Hong Kong occupying. Together, that's a critical piece. Studying together, discussing together. They were growing their individual gifts, their individualities, but in this collective sense as well. They were developing their thought with each other, which meant they were getting bigger. The problem wasn't them. The problem was and is folks like this pundit, planted closet dissuaders who present inaccurate analysis, which keeps us from working on the true problems, which in the case of the occupiers are agent provocation, hidden military techniques, power's control of public opinion via the media, and inaccurate analysis of the system, i.e. the inability of those who want to move beyond power to dismantle power's privilege, to develop an effective strategy and vision. And you can read more about what I think on this in the book, Beginning Again. You can download as a PDF file from the tools menu and on the Nascence to End Work website. And the other two examples of use of vision likewise dissolve in a clear analysis. In a debrief of the Ferguson grand jury decision, I heard these words, quote, "We have to vote into office people with a different vision for the state." Now, unquote. Now, this is but saying we need nicer daddy, when what we really need is our own leadership capacities released. And in the discussion of the sovereignty of Hawaii, I heard this. When asked, "What is your vision of sovereignty?" the guest answered, quote, "Our path is different because we already were a nation state," unquote, making a case for Hawaiian specialness, which, I mean, we all have a case for specialness. The point is, not in our vision of the future, because that's straightforward and clear. And saying it's a global non-class society does not in any way deny the rich cultural diversity and traditions that we bring to the design of our communities in any way. But it's about working together to get the broad social context that we need to grow our individualities individually and culturally. The peoples in the past underclass who tried to escape the system using the mechanism of nation-state independence have nonetheless today been assigned their places in the global order by the global state statesmen. That's not what Hawaii wants. And so there needs to be an accurate, clear, real discussion of what the global order is and what nation state means in it. Power is global, class is totalitarian. Facing these facts gives us our vision, a global society that is non-class.